you ready to get started? Can you hear me?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Welcome, everyone, to the Education Talk meeting for today, February 2nd. Michael, can we start with a roll call, please?
Commissioner Dean.
Present.
Commissioner Langeo.
Here.
Commissioner Brown. Commissioner John.
Here.
Commissioner Schiffer.
I'm on.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. Is there anyone in Tallahassee on the staff that would like to introduce themselves?
Madani.
Justin Vogel's on the line.
Tom Campbell's on the line.
Jim Hammer's on the line.
Mike Clark on the line.
And Michael Clark, thank you. All right, we have our meeting agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda? Not hearing any. Can we have a motion and a second to approve this meeting agenda?
I make the motion to approve. This is David John.
Thank you. All those approving the meeting agenda for today, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the agenda is approved. Next, we have the December 7th, 2020 meeting minutes. Does anyone have any changes they'd like made to those minutes? Not hearing any, can we have a motion and a second to approve those meeting minutes?
I make a motion to approve. This is David John.
And a second? Is there a second?
Second, Langeo.
Thank you. All those approving the December 7th, 2020 meeting minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The meeting minutes are approved. We have no pending or creditor applications, so we'll move right into item number 5, a review and a discussion of possible rulemaking changes. Who's going to lead this discussion?
It's going to be me, Tom, again.
Okay.
Morning. Jim, if you could click on 553.841 to start. Anytime we talk about rules, it's always a good idea to start with the statute. And in this case, the authority for the rule comes from 553.841. It's section 7. And we can wait for Jim or for it to come up.
All right. Try it again. Right, give me just a second.
If you want, you can just share the screen and I can pull it up too.
Okay. It's coming up now. I don't know what the deal was, but it's being goofy. Okay, hang on.
All right, scroll down to the bottom of the document there. So this is where the authority for the rule comes from. It gives the commission the authority to provide for by rule for the. Accreditation of courses related to the building code by accreditors approved by the commission. And that's basically what we base most of the rule around, along with the commission shall establish the qualifications of accreditors and criteria for the accreditation of courses. So just as background in information, there's the statute. We can go back to the agenda and click on Rule 61 G20 to 6.002, the first one there.
All right.
most of the activity or the portment or the portion of the rule that we're going to be looking at is down in subsection 4. And so I just wanted to pull that up, and that's where you'll see a lot of the information that you go through when accrediting quorum and courses down in paragraph A, and then through 5. Let's go to the actual proposed changes that we've received, and we can talk about those. So, Jen, the request for changes to Rule 61 G20-6.002.
Okay.
So the first item that it might make sense to look to have a further discussion of would be changes to course title requirements. Right now, the term internet is required to be in the course, and we know that's caused some confusion for our accreditors and for course providers. So a discussion on whether we want to leave that term in, change it to online, pull those terms out all together would be something that we could discuss at our next meeting. Does anybody have any comments or questions about that first proposed change that we've received?
Tom, this is David.
Sure.
I wanted, going through the courses that we just went through and also having conducted an advanced course online, I don't think it really matters online or internet, but what matters, the evaluation, I don't know if we're going to talk about that later, but I found out that you can get a Zoom report that shows who was online and for how long, but it doesn't really say that person was actually paying attention to the presentation. So what I did, if I had a test, I required a test that people sent in, and I didn't issue a certificate once they received the test. But the test to me was proof of attending of the course, not just that the Zoom call recorded the times they're on. So I don't know if we added this or is that something we're going to talk about later?
That would probably be something that we could talk about when we actually open up the rule for rulemaking because remember we're just having an initial discussion on what we've received to date and whether or not the POC and the commitment and the commission want to at least explore these changes through the rulemaking process. So does anyone have any other questions about number one?
Thomas, this is Michael Clark.
Sure.
I think part of our consideration with the term online is we're going to have to define it, what that exactly means, as part of differentiating now between what an online course is and what an instructor-led course is. Because there's actually 4 or 5 different versions of an online course.
And people
are getting confused, and so part of just adding the term, we're going to have to define it also.
And that can be definitely something we talk about if the rules open for rulemaking for rulemaking. So number two, we received a comment that the title slide or title page for all presentations should at a minimum include the following information that's listed there: course title, the licensing board approval number once becomes available, hours of credit, and then the contact information for the continuing education provider. Does anybody have any questions or comments about that one?
Tom, can I make a comment about this, please?
Sure.
I am involved in giving an advanced course that's approved by the Florida Board of Professional Engineers. And just so you know, because the Florida Commission approved the course, doesn't mean it's been approved by the Florida Board of Professional Engineers. You have to submit the course to the Florida Board of Professional Engineers, and then they will approve your course to be given to engineers. And once it's approved, the engineer that attends the course has to receive a certificate, and the certificate has to include the course number, the course hours, the code year, and the course focus. And they have to also include that information when they send an email. It's the only course that's required by the Florida Board of Professional Engineers to be submitted to the board, and it goes on their file. The board requires 18 hours every 2 years, but it requires you to submit on file the advanced course. If you don't have the advanced course, then a professional engineer cannot stamp a drawing that deals with the Florida building code. So my comment about this is it takes about 15 seconds for someone to add that information onto the first slide, but that information is going to be critical to an engineer who wants to submit for credit. If he doesn't, like I said before, if he doesn't submit credit to the board, he cannot stamp a drawing that involves a code in our code.
Thank you. Does anybody else have any comments or questions about that one? All right. In number three, this would actually be a change to the current form on the BCIS. As you know, there's required uploads on the form where you have to upload a syllabus, the course materials, the detailed course outline, detailed course timeline, and then the learning objectives. Right now, the form does not require you to do these separately. And we've been receiving some comments, some feedback that on a few of the applications, folks have been combining all of these into either just one or two attachments and not having them separately broken out. And we could make a change to the form where it would require that the applicant have the information all put into the separate upload fields. Does anybody have any questions or about that one?
Tom, can I make a comment on this, please?
Sure.
My first question is, what is the purpose of that page? Is it for the POC members to be able to review the courses? Is it for the creditors to review the courses? I mean, what it's, is...
Well, the purpose of the page is to provide a way for the training providers to attach their information to the application so it's all in the BCIS and can be reviewed then by the accreditors and the members of the PUC. And if it would make it easier for the accreditors and the members of the POC to have them separately broken out, then that is a change we could make to the form, if that's what the POC and the commission would like to do.
Can I make a comment, please, on that?
Yep.
But I think if the purpose of it is for POC members to review as well, it needs to be made so it's easy to follow. Some of the things I'm finding is, like the course materials, sometimes they give you a PowerPoint presentation, sometimes they give you a PDF with like six slides per page, which are too small to read and review. Sometimes the syllabus, the timeline, and the outline will all be the same document. They're just posted three or four times. And it really makes it time-consuming to review these things because there's no... It's done every review I'm looking at, someone submitted a different way. So my suggestion is that we come up with methods that would be consistent and easier to review. I mean, I'm spending hours reviewing these things and trying to find information when it should. It's pretty clear in the titles what should be in there, and that's not what's being posted.
Okay. Does anybody else have any questions or comments about that item? All right, the last one we have is to require a sixth upload category containing a specific description of the course of evaluation, that the method, and a copy of what the training provider is as proof of completion of the course. Does anybody have any questions or comments about that?
Thomas, this is Michael Clark.
Yes.
Within the discussion of this item, I think we're going to have to better define what exactly we're evaluating, because right now we're receiving two different kinds of evaluations. One is, do we want the participants to evaluate the course, or do we want the instructor to evaluate how well the participants are doing?
Do we want both?
And those are two different kinds of evaluations, and I think people are getting confused. Providers are getting confused as to what the requirement is. Initially, this rule language was, when it was initially done many, many years ago, the intent was for the participants to evaluate the course, okay, not the instructor to evaluate how well the participants are doing. So I think that needs to be defined within what we do with this item.
And those are the items that we received comments about to date. In discussions with staff, we might have a few more, and if we do open the rule for rulemaking. So now we can send it back to the POC Commissioner Dean for more discussion or a motion to approve rule making, if that's what the members of the POC would like to do.
Okay, should we take some public input before we have our discussion?
Yeah, that would be fun.
All right, would anyone from the public like to comment on whether or not we should open rule making?
Yes, this is Larry Schneider. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, a couple of comments. One, I think you've got some good ideas, especially as it relates to online versus internet. And I agree with Mr. Clark that we need to make sure we clarify what online means. In regards to your item number three, as a provider, we have done 1, 3, 4, and 5, which is the syllabus, the detailed course outline, detailed course timeline, learning objectives as one submittal, as a PDF file, because normally that is all text, and just to have 4 separate PDFs for each one of those doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. You can put all that together. However, the course materials to me should be course materials / presentation, and that should be also as a PDF file being submitted to you. And I would agree with the gentleman who talked about the people who maybe send in like 6 slides on one page. I think the maximum you want to be looking at is 2 slides per page, because most of us are doing stuff like that as a PowerPoint presentation. And if you had two of the slides per page, at least the reviewers from your perspective, from the committee, would have a better look at it. But a lot of this stuff, you realize, is being done by the reviewer in the process, and for making their recommendations to you. And in regards to the issue of name and course information on the cover slide, just about every presentation I have seen at the very end of the presentation, everyone, their name, their contact information. So it's in their presentation of where to get it. Thank you for the opportunity to make a comment on this issue.
Okay, thank you. Can I request any public comment just be on whether or not we should open it up for rulemaking as opposed to discussing the actual items? You know, we have a tight time frame here. Anyone else?
Joe Belton.
Joe Belton.
Go ahead, Mr. Belcher.
Madam Commissioner, I think that they should open the rule up for some modification. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Madam Chair, this is Shane Gerwick.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Madam Chair, I would also agree with what Mr. Snyder and Mr. Belcher stated as far as opening the rule up for a rulemaking process, and I also agree with the administrative provisions that Mr. Snyder was going over as it relates to the course materials. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, we'll go to the POC. Anyone in the POC want to discuss opening rulemaking? Or provide a motion?
I would make a motion that we open it up to rulemaking. This is David John.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Is there a second?
Schiffer will second.
All right. Any further discussion? All right. All those in favor of opening up rulemaking, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I only heard one aye.
Yeah, that was me.
I said aye.
Okay. All right. All right, we will consider that approved. So we will open rulemaking. Is there anything else we have to do in this regard, Tom?
Nope. We'll send the recommendation to the commission, and then the commission will take the final vote on if they're going to open the rule for rulemaking or not.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We'll move into the courses. Let's start with our new courses. Course number 1016.0-2020, Advanced Florida Building Code, 7th Edition, Means of Egress. That's provided by Contractors Institute. That's accredited by JDV Code Services. Michael, can you tell us about this course?
Madam Chair, this is a 7-hour internet/web course offering a detailed overview of the 2020 Florida Building Code requirements related to means of egress. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any POC comment on the course?
This is Schiffer.
Yes, sir.
I have a question. I had a little problem with quiz question number one. I'm not sure the answer is right. The section of the code it's referring to, what it really says in that section is that you can't reduce, for example, the number of exits below what's required in code, but you can reduce the exits if you reevaluate the means of egress and you actually don't need as many as the building has. So I think if you go back and read that code section, that may not be the correct answer.
Is the provider or accreditor on the call?
The accreditor is here. I don't have the question in front of me, so I really...
You take that on referral?
It's a small section of code. I can read it real quick. It says it shall be unlawful to alter a building or structure in a manner that will reduce the number of exits. The important part is the next word, or the minimum width or the required capacity, the means of egress, to less than required by code. So what that's saying is it's not saying you can't reduce the number of exits. It's a list of items that you can't reduce below what is required by code.
Well, I think that this Belcher, I'm sorry. I think that compared to the other answers that are available, that would be the correct answer. I mean, we didn't have a philosophical discussion or an in-depth discussion on that in the question. So, based on the answers provided there, that would be the correct answer. I mean.
Well,
I mean, it's not saying that it's an absolute. But when you alter the structure, one of the basic tenets is you can't reduce the number of exits. This is for an alteration. This is not for a new building where you're determining how many exits are required and that sort of thing.
This is Michael Clark. Should we reword the question, and that would take care of Commissioner Schiffer, your concern? Well, if we just rework the question.
If 1A was reduce the required number of exits, that would save that one. The other one have... And then in C, reduce the required capacity of the means of egress. In other words, as a building is being altered, these things could happen to it. So you could reduce the number of exits if it meets the code. Therefore, that...
So if we interjected the word required, from your perspective, that would be correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'll put that in the record, and we can approve the course and ask them to just rework this and add the word required, and I think that'll take care of it.
We'll do that. And Michael, this is Belcher again, will we submit that directly to you, or does that have to go through BCIS, through the system?
No, you can do that directly with me.
Okay, we'll take care of that today.
Okay, is there any further discussion, comment on the course? Is there a motion? It's been recommended for approval.
Schiffer will move approval.
Thank you. Is there a second? I'm sorry, go ahead. Brad, did you have more to say?
Pardon me? I didn't hear that.
Did you have more to say?
No, I was going to say as revised, but...
Okay, Commissioner John, do you second that motion?
Yes, I second it.
All right. All those in favor of approving as revised, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 1016.0 is approved. Next course is number 1036.0, 2020, Advanced FBC 7th Edition 2020 Accessibility. And this is provided by the Media Factory, Inc., and it's accredited by Charles Barr. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour online distance learning course designed to give the design and construction professional the knowledge and information needed to understand the Federal Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA standards, and how the state of Florida has incorporated these standards into its Building Code 7th Edition 2020, along with special Florida requirements that meet or exceed the ADA standards. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any POC comment on the course?
This is David John. It was the only course I've seen where the course material took you to an internet site which would require a login and a password, and which I was unable to do. And I would like to see, again, if the requirement is to post the presentation at that site, post it. But I did not feel that they followed the right procedures.
I think in the past that providers have been allowed to do it. I don't know if it fits within the guidelines of our procedures or our rules, but I know in the past it has been allowed.
Madam Chair, it has happened a couple of times over the years, and I think, if I remember correctly, we have approved those courses. I do understand Commissioner John's concern. I went to look at the course, and because we were given one log on, somebody had started looking at the course, and I couldn't get into it. And so I did call the provider, who I think is attending this meeting, and he did get in touch with his IT person, and they did manipulate the technology to where multiple people could look at the course. But this was last minute, and I understand. I don't know if other commissioners had this issue, but I also experienced the issue. I had a conversation with Thomas, and we talked about when you're asked to fill out a new application. You are asked to upload all the materials. You're not asked to upload links. And so this might also be something, because we're running into it now, and with technology changing as it does, this also might be something that we add into the rulemaking possibilities.
Yes, I agree. Did any other commissioner... Were they not able to see it?
No, this is Schiffer, though. I have a comment. I was able to see it. And another problem I had is that once you got on board and the train left the station, you couldn't get out of it. So this report, this is a 139-minute review or program, and you can't... speed ahead, you can't do anything. You're just trapped to go slide by slide.
Mm-hmm.
The slides are being read, so it's, you know, not that interesting. But the, I think we should be able to fast forward to be able to control our ability to go in and out of the presentation.
I agree, Madam Chair, and thank you, Commissioner Schiffer. I was going to say something about that also.
Okay. All right. Am I sensing maybe a deferral to give the course provider an opportunity to upload their materials?
This is Commissioner John. I would really appreciate that, because I can't approve this course because I didn't see it. So I think that would be a great thing to do.
Okay. Would the provider like to say anything? Okay. Is there a motion then?
This is David John. I would make a motion that we don't approve this until we get the presentation posted in a format that we can read off that site.
Okay. Can we call that a deferral?
Yes.
That's what we have called it in the past, Madam Chair.
Okay. Is there a second on deferring this course?
Schiffer will.
All right. Is there any further discussion? All right, all those in favor of deferring course number 1036.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the course is deferred. Our next course is course number 1030.0, 2020, Advanced Florida Building Code Existing Building, and this is provided by Contractors Institute, and it's accredited by JDB Code Services, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a seven-hour internet webinar course designed to provide 7 hours of advanced code training specifically regarding the provisions found in the 2020 Florida Building Code Existing Building 7th Edition. As a result of an administrative review of this course, it was found that in the method of evaluation section, it stated that the course should be completed within 100 minutes. However, the syllabus and course description stated that the course is 7 hours in length, which is 350 minutes. 100 minutes reference should be changed to 350 minutes. Otherwise, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Okay, is the provider or accreditor on the line? Do they have any comment on that?
Can we just agree to change that to, that was an oversight on my part, apparently. Can we get a approval as revised and just change that to 350 minutes. Obviously, our intent was not to have it completed in 100 minutes.
Okay. Is there any pot comment on that request?
This is Schiffer. I'd support it.
Okay. All right. Is there a motion then?
And that would be my motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
I would second it, John.
Okay. That's a motion to approve it, giving the accreditor the opportunity to go in and fix the time of the evaluation. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 1030.0 is approved. Next course is 1031.0 2020 Florida Advanced Building Code Hurricane Mitigation Methodologies. And that's provided by Contractors Institute, and it's accredited by JDB Code Services, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course designed to be a comprehensive review of wind/hurricane mitigation methodologies specific to opening protection, gable end bracing, secondary water barriers, roof-to-wall connections, and roof deck attachments during re-roofing, as well as the uniform mitigation verification form. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any pot comment on the course? Is there a motion? I'm sorry. Did someone want to say something?
I'm sorry, this is Ron May. I heard you earlier. This is the media factory. I was speaking, but apparently you couldn't hear me, so I dialed out and logged back in. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off.
No problem. All right, is there a motion? This course is recommended for approval.
This is John. I recommend approval.
Is there a second?
Schiffer will second.
All right, all those in favor of approving course 1031.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 1031.0 is approved. Next course is course number 1032.0. This is 2020 Florida Advanced Building Code Hurricane Mitigation Methodologies, provided by Contractors Institute and accredited by JDB Code Services, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour internet/webinar course designed to be a comprehensive review of, again, wind/hurricane mitigation methodologies specific to opening protection, gable end bracing, secondary water barriers, roof-to-wall connections, and roof deck attachments during a re-roofing, as well as the uniform mitigation verification form. As a result of administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any pot comment on the course? Is there a motion?
I make a motion to approve. This is David John.
Thank you. And a second?
Schiffer will second.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 1032.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 1032.0 is approved. Next course is course number 1029.0 2020 Florida Advanced Building Code Residential Significant Changes, and this is provided by Ezekiel Enterprises, LLC, and the accreditor is Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that covers and highlights some of the significant changes and updates in the 2020 7th edition Florida Building Code Residential, which was recently updated from the 2017 Florida Building Code sixth edition Building Code Residential. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any pot comment on the course?
Yeah, this is David John, if I may. This is an example. There's only two of the five forms blanks have been filled in, which was the course syllabus and course materials. I don't have a problem with the course, but again, this kind of points out how there's no consistency on when people are submitting these courses.
Okay, is there any other comment? Is there a motion?
Schiffer will move to approve.
Okay, is there a second? Is there a second?
Second, Langille.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 1029.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 1029.0 is approved. Next course is course number 1028.0, Florida Building Code 2020, Chapter 27, Electrical. This is provided by Stay Safe Enterprises, LLC, and the accreditor is Alarm Association of Florida. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that provides necessary information about the Florida Building Code 2020 edition, Chapter 27, Electrical Provisions. After an administrative review of this course, the syllabus, course objectives, course content timeline, and course outline were not included as part of the materials. Also, part of the course quiz was missing. As a result of this missing course-related information, I do not recommend approval.
Okay, is the provider or the accreditor on the call? Okay, is there any other public comment? Right, is there any POC comment? Okay, then I think we're looking for a motion for denial.
Yeah.
I make a motion to denial based on Michael's comments.
Okay, is there a second?
Second,
sure. Langille. All right. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor of denying approval of course number 1028.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Course number 1028.0 is denied approval. Next course is course number 1018.0, Florida Advanced Building Code 7th Edition 2020. Internet Continuing Education course, 1 hour, and this is provided by At Home Prep, a division of, I'm not even going to try that, Stotzenberger College. That's accredited by JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. Michael.
Madam Chair, this is a 1 hour online course that will familiarize students with the significant changes in the corresponding analysis in the Florida Building Code. Specifically, the following areas will be discussed: the scope and administration of the code, new definitions, use and occupancy classifications, fire and smoke protection features, fire protection systems, exterior walls, roof assemblies and rooftop structures, structural design, and special construction. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that no mention was made of a course evaluation in the syllabus, even though an exam did exist within the course materials. It should be stated how the course would be evaluated in the syllabus. Otherwise, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Okay, is there any public comment? Is the provider or accreditor on the call?
I'm the accreditor with JC Code and Construction.
Okay.
Would you like me to send a new syllabus with the evaluation put in there?
I think that's what we're looking for. Is that correct, Michael?
Yes. We just need a reference of the actual, what the evaluation will be, which you have included. You just don't have it referenced.
Okay. We can go ahead and send that directly to you, and we'll still get approval today. Is that correct?
I will be in touch with you, yes. We have to do it through the system.
Yes, I understand that.
Okay, is there any other public comment on the course? I'm sorry.
I said, will we still get approval today?
Well, we're going to find out. Is there any POC comment on the course? Okay, we have a recommendation for approval with some in-house revisions. Is there a motion?
I make a motion that we approve based on Michael's acceptance of the change in the syllabus.
Is there a second?
Schiffer will second.
All right. All those in favor of approving course number 1018.0 with some changes made by Michael from the accreditor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 1018.0 is approved. Our next course is course number 1037.0 2020 Advanced Florida Building Code Energy Conservation 7th Edition Internet. This is provided by redvector.com, Inc., and the accreditor is Bill Dumbaugh. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that will bring awareness to the key areas of change that address energy concerns as this impacts the environment. More importantly, the energy conservation codes discussed in this course will provide building professionals with an understanding of how a sustainable building performs. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that no mention was made of a course evaluation in the syllabus, even though an exam did exist within the course materials. It should be stated how the course would be evaluated in the syllabus. Otherwise, I found no issues and recommend approval. Madam Chair, I need to also attach a quick explanation. The PowerPoint, the link to the PowerPoint was missing. I discovered it last night. I was able to go into the system, and I looked at the PowerPoint. It looked great. I contacted Jim Hammers. He fixed the link this morning. It was my mistake. It was not the provider's mistake that the link was missing. I missed it when I did my initial review. And, of course, you were able to look at the PowerPoint also this morning. I just needed to put that in the record for the other commissioners.
Okay. Is the provider or accreditor on the call to discuss the missing evaluation on the syllabus? Okay. Is there any other public comment? Okay. We'll have POC comment. I agree. I did get a chance to look at the course this morning. It looked fine. Found the quiz. I would also recommend approval, but I understand other members of the POC probably did not get to see it. So I leave it up to you whether or not we can approve this course or if you want to see a deferral to be able to look at it in the future.
And again, let me reiterate, this was not the provider's fault. This was my fault.
What is your pleasure on a motion? You're either looking for an approval or a deferral.
I get what Michael said. Again, are you saying to approve, but you need the syllabus updated, Michael?
Yes.
It just needs a reference in the syllabus. The exam exists. I saw it.
With the answers.
And with the answers. And the PowerPoint looks great. I looked through it. Nothing looks amiss. I'm recommending approval. But I know some of you weren't able to look at the PowerPoint.
I make a motion to approve with the changes in the syllabus reviewed by Michael.
Okay, is there a second?
Second, Langill.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 1037.0 with some changes to the syllabus, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 1037.0 is approved. Our next course is course number 1040.0 2020 Advanced Florida Building Code Building 7th Edition. This is provided by redvector.com, Inc. and accredited by Bill Dumbaugh. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course designed to show the positive changes the Florida Building Code is making to improve the environmental impact of building and construction. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that, again, no mention was made of a course evaluation in the syllabus, even though an exam did exist within the course materials. It should be stated how the course would be evaluated in the syllabus. Otherwise, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Okay. The provider or the accreditor, are you okay with that change? Okay, is there any other public comment? All right, POC comment. Is there a motion for approval with an update to the syllabus?
I make a motion to approve based on the update to the syllabus.
Okay, is there a second?
Schiffer will second.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 1040.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 1040.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 1041.0, Advanced 2020 FBC 7th Edition Code Updates to Chapter 16. And this is provided by Boss Construction School, and it's accredited by JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course that addresses the code change requirements for Advanced 2020 Part of Building Code 7th Edition Code Updates to Chapter 16 based on the new ASCE 7-16. The course is given in a classroom setting and uses a PowerPoint presentation titled Advanced 2020 FBC 7th Edition Code Updates to Chapter 16. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issue and recommend approval.
Okay, thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any POC comment on the course? Is there a motion? It's recommended for approval.
I make a motion to approve.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Schiffer will second.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 1041.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 1041.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 1042.0, Online Advanced 2020 FBC 7th Edition Code Updates to Chapter 16. This is provided by Boss Construction School, and it is accredited by JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour online course that addresses the code change requirements for Advanced 2020 FBC 7th Edition Code Updates to Chapter 16 based on the new ASCE 7-16. After an administrative review of this course, it was stated in the Method of Evaluation section of the syllabus that an exam would have to be passed after each section of the course materials to move to the next section. There were no exams included as part of the materials. As a result, I recommend conditional approval of this course, subject to the missing section exams being added to the material.
Okay, is the provider or accreditor on the call?
I'm the accreditor, JC Code and Construction, and we will forward the exam.
Okay, super. All right, is there any other public comment? Is there any POC comment? We have a recommendation for conditional approval. Is there a motion?
Make a motion for the conditional approval.
Is there a second?
Schiffer will second.
Thank you. All those in favor of conditionally approving course number 1042.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the course is conditionally approved. Next, we have our administratively approved updated courses, and the first one is course number 635.3, 2020 Thermal and Moisture Protection, Keeping the Weather Out, Advanced Internet, 1 hour CE, and this is provided by a Builder's License Training Institute, and it's accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that pertains to moisture and weather-related problems. This internet course is intended to provide a minimum of 1 hour of continuing education to professionals involved in planning, design, and construction of structures susceptible to moisture-related issues. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Okay, is there any public comment on the course? Is there any pot comment? I wrote down quiz, so I must have missed the quiz. Or maybe I didn't get the eval correct.
Let's take a quick look and see.
It also wouldn't be the first time I wrote it down and it was there.
I think it's at the very end.
It could be.
It is. I'm looking at
it. Okay. All right, super. All right, ignore my comment. Is there any other pot comment? Oh, there's no... What about the answers? Slide back up.
Yes, the answers are noted.
They're slightly highlighted.
Yes.
Okay. That's my problem. Okay. Is there any other pot comment on the course? All right. It's been recommended for approval. Is there a motion?
Schiffer will move approval.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 635.3, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 635.3 is approved. Next, we have course number 817.2, 2020, Florida Gable and Anchoring and Framing in High Velocity Hurricane Zones, Advanced Internet, 1 hour CE. This is provided by a Builder's License Training Institute, and it's accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a 1 hour online course that outlines the most common causes of gable end failure during high velocity hurricane events. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the course? Is there any pot comment on the course? Is there a motion?
Schiffer will move approval.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Yeah, I second.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 817.2, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 817.2 is approved. And last, we have our self-affirmed one-change updated courses. And the one we have is course number 292.2, Advanced Fair Housing Act or the Seven Deadly Sins of the FHA. And that's provided by Larry M. Schneider. And the prior accreditor was Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course that addresses the specific requirements of the Fair Housing Act. The course will instruct attendants in the specific requirements of the Act, accessible building entrance on an accessible route, accessible and usable public spaces, usable doors, accessible route into and through the covered unit, light switches, electrical outlets, thermostats, and other environmental controls, reinforced walls for grab bars, and usable kitchens and bathrooms. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any pot comment on the course?
Yeah, I have a comment, and I'll direct this to Michael. Is if you look at the rules that we're going to go through, there's a rule that says that the provider must list the exact correction or updates. And going through this as reviewer, I don't have time to look at the previous version and compare it to this version and see what changes were made. So Michael, is there, or did you receive a list of what they changed or updated? How can we tell there's only one change on it?
There really are no changes because the 2012 accessibility code has not changed one bit. So there really are no changes except administratively there may be a reference to the 2020 Florida Building Code. But nothing has changed in the code.
So that's a question I don't think we need to talk about here, but the law says they shall provide the reasons for the one change.
Correct.
And I did not see that. And I want to accept the course, but I'm saying that may be something we want to talk about when we talk about rulemaking.
Okay. Duly noted.
Any other public comment? All right, it's recommended for approval. Is there a motion?
Schiffer moves.
Oh, thank you. Is there a second? Is there a second for approval?
Second, Langill.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 292.2, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 292.2 is approved. All right, next we'll have our Education Administrator's Activity Report. Michael?
Madam Chair, the Education Administrator's Activity Report contains the brief descriptions of the normal activities of the administrator from November 23rd, 2020 to January 21st, 2021, including the staffing of the ad hoc meetings and the handling of multiple inquiries regarding the Florida Building Commission education program. Also included in the report is the training funding information that is being handled by Building a Safer Florida. Madam Chair, that concludes the Education Administrator's Activity Report as part of the February 2nd EDPOC agenda.
Thank you. Is there any questions from the public on the report? Anyone on the POC have any questions? Okay, we're up to item number 10. Anyone on the POC have anything they'd like to discuss? All right, not hearing any. How about the general public?
Yes, anyone this is there? Larry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Larry Schneider. When you went through on all the reviews of the courses, you indicated any public comment. However, as a public member, we're not able to look at anything that anybody else submits. So how does the public comment on a proposed course if we can't see it?
I don't disagree with you. Maybe I'm just being polite. I'm not sure. But I think it would be a problem if everyone could see the courses.
I understand, but again, following along your procedure,
yes,
and asking for public comment, we can't comment on it because we've never seen the course.
Well, I guess I'll quit asking. That's a fair point.
I think it's a valid point, Madam Chair, that everybody can't see everybody's courses because of copyright and that sort of concern. Larry, I understand what you're saying. I think the intent of public comment has to do with what's going on in the immediacy of the meeting. It's not necessarily for people to peruse and analyze the courses that are being asked to be motioned on.
But I have no problem with that. I just, Madam Chair, that the issue is when it comes to the reviews by the POC on the courses, you just don't ask for public comment in the future. And not trying to be quick.
No problem. Any other public comment?
This is Ron May. I'm sorry. This is Ron May with the Media Factory. Sorry, I think we're talking over each other. Go ahead, Michael.
No, Ron, go ahead, please.
Yeah, this is Ron May with the Media Factory. I apologize earlier. I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me. Somehow my microphone got cut off, but I dialed back in. And I heard what you're saying, obviously, about our course and not being able to take it online. Yeah, we actually have pretty strict security system in our courses, which prevents anybody cheating and stuff like that. So I assigned that one course, one person took it, which made it difficult for the next person. What I've now done, okay, I've also, to address the comment about not being able to fast forward through it, I actually assigned permissions to the FBC account now, so you can actually fast forward it, and there are like 5 more copies of that course in there if you would like to do that. Michael, if you prefer, I can just send you a printed copy of the course, a PDF of the entire course, so you don't have to go online and look it, as which I believe was the correct way to do it. That said, we've always done it online like this and never had a problem. And also, the other question is the deferral. Does that mean deferred until I can provide that copy of the course?
It's up to the Ed Pock. Deferral in the past is meant till the next meeting.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I mean, it's all there for you to see. I mean, I know somebody went through it. I know, Michael, you tried to go through it yesterday or a couple of days ago, and I tried, you know, I assigned it, but it's all right there. Yeah, I'd rather not be able to defer it to the next meeting because we have people waiting, engineers that need to take the course, the 2020 course.
Well, it was my feeling that the POC wanted to see it uploaded to the site.
Okay, I can do that. I can do that today. I mean, you can log in now and you can look at the course, and anybody can log in, go into the course, and you can fast forward through it if you like. You don't have to sit there. You all get the questions are reset on everyone. Well, the quiz is in part of the documents anyway, so you can see the quiz from the documents that were uploaded.
Just as an idea, and I'm defer to Justin on this as well, you could defer the application until the commission meeting when you meet again, and then you could revisit your recommendation to defer it until the next meeting, and if you're satisfied with the materials that they put in the file in between now and the commission meeting, and you've been able to review them, you might be able to take it up then and give the approval.
Okay, will we be sent a new link? Or would it be the same link?
I think Michael will supply you with the printouts because the individual has said that he's willing to print out the court into a PDF so you'd be able to review it.
Okay. Does that sound okay to the POC members?
So do we need to revisit the motion on that course?
I think we're just deferring to the commission meeting. I got the impression we were still deferring until the commission meeting, so it would still be deferred.
Okay.
They could keep their recommendation in place now, which was the deferral until the next meeting, and they could revisit their recommendation at the commission meeting and adjustment and adjust it as they see fit.
This is Justin Vogels. You're just talking about essentially the commissioners here on this POC would be able to review the materials and more or less just let the commission know that they don't stand by the original deferral because they've looked at everything and they think it's fine.
Right.
All right. So, yeah, so then the commission would essentially be able to just make whatever decision it feels is appropriate at the commission meeting despite the current recommendation from the POC. I don't see any big issues.
One other question, Justin. If the provider provides to me a PDF of the actual course, do the POC members need to look at it through the BCIS, or can I just send it to them as a document?
I don't think it matters. I think either way, it's
okay.
Probably fine.
I'll do it easy then and just send it to everybody via email as a document.
All right.
Okay, and can we get a recommendation from the administrator, or would that be inappropriate?
That if he included that in his email, I don't think it would be problematic.
Okay, is there
Madam Chair?
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Schiffer. I did review it. It sounds like I may have been the only one to review it, and I think taking this path would be fair. It's not a matter of what was sent, it was a matter of wrestling with the software.
Any other comment?
Yes, Madam Chair, on a separate item, if you're complete, this one.
Give me one more minute. Is there anyone else from the POC that wants to comment about the deferral? Okay, then we'll take that action, yeah, and we'll bring it up at the commission meeting.
This is Ron May again. What's the date and time of that? Excuse my ignorance. I don't have it in front of me.
I believe it's next Tuesday.
Okay.
That is correct.
Perfect.
Okay, Mr. Schneider.
Okay, I am happy with that.
Great.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As we know, in the last legislative session, the Board of Architecture and Interior Design took over the continuing education courses for the Advanced Building Code, no longer the purview of the Florida Building Commission to address that issue. Would there be any notification on the education section on the web page for applicants to understand that? As I understand the way the rule is now written in the law, I'm sorry, the law is now written, is there's no requirement to submit to you for an advanced building code course through the Board of Architecture and Interior Design. So I'm recommending the consideration of having that on your web page for people who try to submit those courses and who plan to submit those courses to know that they need to go through the Board of Architecture and Interior Design. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Larry. And that would just be for the training providers who kind of offer their course only to the architects?
The intent is FYI to anyone who wants to do the advanced building code course,
okay,
architecture, that the process now has been much changed and it's not going through the building commission, going to the Board of Architecture.
We'll look to see if we can drop that into an FAQ.
Thank you. It's just an FYI for any future applicants.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment?
Madam Chair, Joe Belcher, not to prolong the meeting, I'd first like to thank and congratulate staff and the POC for working with that provider where there was an issue. It is really good to see you helping, because this is that 6-week delay when you get a deferral can be a real problem. Mm-hmm. And then I have a question for Michael. I did have those two courses that I have to modify the questions on the quiz on one, and on the other one change the minutes. Do we need to go through the BCIS, Michael, or can we do that directly?
No, you can do that directly with me.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
You're welcome. I think there was only one course that was conditional, so I think everything else was pretty much send it to Michael, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct.
Okay. Any other public comment? All right. May we have a roll call for adjournment?
Yes, Madam Chair. Commissioner Dean?
Present.
Commissioner Langeal?
Here.
Commissioner Brown? Commissioner John?
Here.
Commissioner Schiffer?
Still on.
Madam Chair, all accounted for.
All right. Thank you very much for your participation, and we will see each other next week at the commission meeting. We stand adjourned.